It's time for Muso Talk on In The Mix, brought to you by Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. Send your questions via voice note to 082-222-1049. Heart FM.
All right, it's time for Muso Talk, as I told you earlier on, with Sampra, the South African Music Performance Rights Association. And tonight, the guys from Sampra connected us with the head of A&R for Universal Music Group South Africa. His name is Themba Mgcina. Themba, how are you tonight, sir?
Good evening, sir. And you?
I am great, man. I just need to get straight into it. Is the Universal Music Group of South Africa a member of Sampra?
South Africa is a member of Sampra because we deal largely with artists, which is our job. So Sampra forms a very important part of our business.
And how does being a member of Sampra help Universal, or why is it important that you are members of Sampra?
Well, the important thing with Sampra is, to simplify, after artists, their performances, they need to earn money from that. So it's not like they can go out and perform and not get anything for it. So Sampra makes sure that all those fees are collected and are paid accordingly to artists.
Wow. All right, and one would not even think of something like that when you have a big music group such as Universal. Somebody who doesn't know much about the music industry would say, why doesn't Universal do that themselves? I guess when you've got Sampra and their network, it makes it much easier for you guys.
Yeah, it makes it much easier because Universal as a company, our job is to, make stars. So collecting all of those fees would be just another job in itself. So Sampra just cuts all of that work. They just do that for us.
Now, who are some of your notable acts as Universal Music Group South Africa?
Wow,
give me the top five, the top five.
Well, I'll give you currently who is doing big things is Prince KB.
Yes.
Lady Zama. Black Coffee. We've got Bongo Muffin, we've got these. I can go on and on and on and on.
I think the ones you've mentioned are enough. I mean, mentioned Prince KB, Lady Zama, Black Coffee, Bongo Muffin. Okay.
We've got the list goes on, man.
The list goes on. All right, yeah. We're talking to Themba Mgcina, who is the head of A&R for Universal Music Group South Africa. What is A&R? What is that?
So, to simplify my job in a nutshell, is I turn a normal artist into a star. So I look for artists, and we basically make sure that artist becomes a profitable artist in the genre or in the industry.
I remember they used to call it in the olden days, artist and repertoire.
It still is.
It still is artist and repertoire. Now, how do you go about identifying talent that you would like to work with?
Look, man, I can't say that there is a way of finding talent, but South Africa has got so many talented people. So what we're looking for is that uniqueness in an artist, So we take that and we make sure that we turn that into a sellable commodity.
Okay, all right, a sellable commodity. I know a lot of artists here in Cape Town who are going the independent route,
which is good.
I assume, but the one thing that they always, the wall that they tend to hit, is distribution and marketing. Do you guys at Universal handle things like that? When a person comes to you with a full product, the album is done, it's mixed, it's mastered, everything is done, they just need distribution and marketing.
So obviously, as a company, we have different kinds of deals. I mean, we've got your pressing and distribution, which is what you just mentioned now. We've got a license, and it brings their product and just say, Themba, all I need from you is just marketing and promotion. So they bring the products done, So all I do is just put it into our system, and we make sure that we resell that product. Then lastly, there is the direct signing, where the record label does everything for the artist.
Okay.
So we record the artist, market the artist, we promote the artist, and we basically do everything for him.
All right. Okay. So we are talking to Themba Mgcina, who is the head of A&R for Universal Music Group South Africa. Universal Music Group, in case you just got back from Planet X, is one of the biggest recording...
No, it is the biggest.
Okay. I'm sorry. My apologies. Universal Music Group is the biggest recording... Recording label
in the world. In the world.
Because you guys are not just South Africa. This is just the South African wing of Universal.
So we've got other, offices in Africa. So we've got an office in Nigeria. We've got an office in East Africa, which is in Kenya. And we've got another office which deals with the...
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got, those are the offices we have in Africa.
As speaking of these different offices, do you guys, because somebody wants to know if you work with specific genres, or are you open to work with talent from anywhere in the globe? Because we've got a lot of artists here in South Africa that are not necessarily from South Africa, that are not necessarily doing deep house, gom, kwaito, or any of the genres that are big in South Africa. Do you guys, are you guys open to work with talent from anywhere in the, on the globe?
We are open for business for any genre. If it sounds good.
If it sounds good. Then we can do it. Yeah, that reminds me of something that somebody once said. There's only two types of music. There's good music and there's bad music.
Yep.
There's only two types, good and bad.
Yep. But I mean, in South Africa, fortunately for us, there is so many genres. Mm. And there is no way that as a leading record label, we can ignore any genre. So if it sounds good, we listen to it and we make sure that it's out there for people to buy.
If somebody has got product and they want to send it to you guys, is there an easy way of doing that? I would assume that you've got piles and piles of CDs to go through
emails to go through. That is my job. So there are ways of sending music. You can do it via email, or you can also do it by dropping it off at our office.
At your office.
Yeah.
And your offices are in Joburg, right?
The office is in Joburg, yes.
All right. And I guess one would have to go to your website to find out the address that they can send the music to.
Well, I can also give them the email address.
What is the email address?
So the email address is Themba.
Yes.
Dot Themba.
And it's T-H-E-M-B-A.
T-H-E-M-B-A.
Yes, dot Themba, which is M...
M-G-C.
M-G-C.
I-N-A.
I-N-A.
At the letter U.
Letter U.
Music.com.
Music.com. All right.
Yeah.
His name is Themba Mgcina. He's the head of A&R for the great Universal Music Group South Africa. How does a record company such as yours assist recording artists build themselves into successful brands? Now we've done everything, you know, you guys have got the music, we're good to go. What do you do? I don't want you to give me your kung fu tricks here, because some of the kung fu tricks are like, I can't tell you everything, Diggy.
Yeah. well, to simplify it, I mean, at Universal Music, we've got different departments which deal with different spheres in an artist's cycle.
Okay.
So we have the recording side.
Okay.
So we take the artist, we record the artist. Then obviously we've got the marketing and promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got a department that deals with brands.
Okay.
So what we do is that we identify a brand or brands that we think would work with the artist, and we approach them, and we build some synergies with that brand. So what normally happens then is that the revenue streams are spread out. So the artist can pretty much earn money from brands, and they can earn money from selling, obviously, their product.
Mm.
Then we've got another division which deals with live events.
Okay.
So with the live events, our thing is we don't wait for promoters anymore to do gigs or to promote our artists. We do it ourselves.
Wow. All right.
So what that does, it just makes sure that our artists are always out there and people know about them.
And
then we've got another department which deals with bookings.
Okay.
So when we sign an artist, we make sure that that division is always working to try and find work for the artist.
Wow. His name is Temba Mgcina. He's the head of A&R at Universal Music Group South Africa. Universal, last question that I want to pose to you, Temba. What advice can you give to artists that are up and coming, recording artists, whether they be recording artists, people who make music? What are some of the blind spots that they need to watch out for when they are starting their career in music?
So what I always tell an artist, a newcomer, is you need to know what's the reason you're doing this. Mm. So if you're doing it for fame, look, we can always give you a hit and you can be famous tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's done, it's finished. Then we can move on. But this is a career. That's why artists overseas, you see them every time. You see longevity. It's because it's a career. This, you need to take it serious. Mm. You wake up in the morning like a normal person wakes up to go to work.
Mm.
You put in the time to your career and you'll see a difference.
Wow. Temba Mgcina, thank you so much, man, for giving
it's
us this time. That is Temba Mgcina. We'll chat to you soon, sir.
Thank you.
Temba Mgcina, he is the head of A&R for Universal Music Group South Africa. If you got any music that you want to send to him, because maybe you want to be signed by Universal, his email address is Temba, which is T-H-E-M-B-A .Mgcina, which is M-G-C-I-N-A @umusic.com. That was Music Talk.
Sempra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. No, not that needle time. It's the needle time that belongs to record labels and recording artists. Being a Sempra member ensures that you receive your royalties for your commercially released recorded music. And people of the land, you need a Sempra license to broadcast and play music in your businesses. So own the jam, share the jam, and get what you deserve for producing the jam. To learn why you need to become a member and how to get a license, visit sempra.org.za.
Hot FM.
Cape Town's Beat.